So Charlie, how do you approach this decision about initial systemic therapy?
Well, you know, I think that the data for everolimus and sunitinib in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors are both compelling. The tolerability in my mind for everolimus is a little better. That is to say, I think the sort of constitutional symptoms associated with sunitinib may be greater, and so my preference would be, if I'm contemplating one of those two agents, is to use everolimus. But invariably, they'll wind up on both.
And what have you seen in terms of tolerability? Again, mucositis is a question a lot of people have.
For the everolimus? Yeah, you definitely see it, but I think it's quite manageable. And people are on it for extended periods, given the nature of the disease. I've also used temozolomide quite a bit in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumor, and I agree with Randy, it's an interesting drug. And there's actually a biology to explain why it's
more
active.
Why it doesn't work in carcinoid, yeah.
Right, because pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors more commonly lose MGMT compared to carcinoids, and probably explains the better effect.
Yeah, but what he was saying was that when they looked at in carcinoids, there was virtually no benefit. So you have this one group that has great benefit,